Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we'll continue with our interview in just a moment. We're going to now talk to our assignment editor, astrological and astronomical, as the case may be, for this particular middle of June already, Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting. I often hear the question, where does the time go? And I tell everyone, Cleveland. No disrespect to folks, so the Clevelandites or whoever, whatever you call yourselves. Be that as it may, we're still in Gemini, or have we transitioned yet?
No, we're about to. That comes just in a couple of short days. I believe that happens on the 20th.
Okay.
Hold on, let me just double
check. And this, of course, is based upon the Western astrology.
The Western astrology. Yeah.
Last Saturday, we had the author of a book called "It's About Time," I think, is what it was called, and we were talking about the Vedic or Eastern astrology. I guess Vedic is best, but so we're focusing here on Western, and I think we're getting very close. Plus, we're heading towards the solstice as well, the summer solstice.
Yes, that's what I was getting to. On the solstice, on the 20th, the sun moves from Gemini into Cancer, according to the Western astrology.
Okay. Now, as we are in this last, we'll call it the last full week, or actually we're heading into it next, Tuesday or Wednesday, I think it is.
Yeah, Wednesday
Thursday.
The 20th.
Wednesday the 20th. So, transitions. Or transits, I guess, would be the same term, are rather significant. I mean, as you were traveling, from one intersection to another on the roadways, you know, not a whole lot of significant stuff's going on. But when you get to an intersection where you're going to turn left, right, or continue on, you kind of have to be very observant. Is that kind of the rule of thumb here?
Yes, though in Western astrology, the analogy is that of a tea kettle with a whistle on it. As you're bearing down towards the end of one sign, as we are right now in Gemini, the pressure builds, much like the pressure in a tea kettle builds right before the whistle blows. And the analogy is that when you transition from one sign to another, let's say on the 20th, that's the equivalent of having enough pressure built up in your tea kettle to where the whistle starts blowing, and there is change.
Okay. And so, that's what the whistle is indicating. Change is coming.
Right. Change
prepare.
Has happened. Yeah. From a physics standpoint, change has happened.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's already happened. That's right.
Yeah, it is just happened. There's a line that's crossed. And so As we reach the end of Gemini, people may notice that there is a growing intensity, and then there is a release. And one of the things a lot of right now in clients, again, because we're still dealing with the aftermath of the eclipses, the ongoing Venus retrograde, and an upcoming Mercury retrograde, there's just a lot of enlightenment happening, a lot of breakthroughs, and especially around relationships and values.
Now,
especially around like family, you know, family dynamic, neighborhood dynamics, that sort of thing.
I don't want to go too far afield here, but I mentioned to you, we're not having any specific issues. However, the potential down the road is that we could have some potentially serious plumbing issues, both supply line as well as drainage.
At your home.
At our home, and we're having all that done. And water has always been that symbology for, especially for monetary aspects, prosperity, and those types of things. So, we've started this process, and it's a wonderful thing that, you know, so we haven't hit the transition point yet, but we know change is coming. This is part of that.
Right.
What about that in terms, because I don't know, is going from Gemini to Cancer, are those not both water signs?
Actually, Gemini is an air sign, but Cancer is a water sign.
Okay.
And one of the other things Cancer rules is your home, the physical structure of your home. And so often when there's a lot of energy in Cancer, it is a natural time to put more energy into maintaining, repairing, redecorating even your physical structure that you live in, your dwelling, your abode.
Okay.
So you're right on track with that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wasn't even trying.
Well, when you're lined up, that's how it goes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So as we transition from Gemini, and we still have another couple, 3-4 days
right.
to the 20th, anything significant that we might want to make ourselves aware of?
Well, I would say always trust your gut. You know, trust your intuition, trust your instincts, especially around things that are the most important to you. Again, right now, there's a lot of emphasis on our values, values clarification. Sometimes we're made aware that our values are changing. Don't resist this. Change is a good thing if it's done in, you know, consciously.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. And people can get more information from you by going to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com and also giving you a call at 963-0842. And when we talk again, we'll be on the 23rd of June. We'll be just underway into Cancer, and we'll be almost halfway through the year, heading towards what's on the minds of a lot of people, December 21st, 2012. And again, continuing to dispel the fears and the rumors of catastrophe that basically we'll only create in our own minds.
Right. Fear is not your friend.
Exactly. All right, Beth, thank you so much. We're going to get back to our interview after we take this short break. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story.